tell you two things that I skipped. So I'll take one. One of them is basically the Rebbe's take on how he figures out mitzvahs. I can't say that I have it down to pat, but, you know, I try to understand how he does it. And, you know, he doesn't put Mal B'Shalumim together with B'Kachilim at all, and it's a different part of the Sefer, and how he plays around with that. It's an interesting thing. Okay? He basically seems to be following the Bahag, but the question is, you know, what's happening exactly? And I prepared that Shiva. I decided not to say it at the moment. And if you want to go back and say it. Then there's a deal I have, and the question is the Ramban putting Mal B'Shalumim into Gemilas Chesed? Or he agrees with the Rambam that it's De Machsera Sheyechseloi. And what exactly is De Machseroi? And when it's Stokov and when it's Chesed, you know, a person, you know, which is also a very interesting discussion. Okay. And if you want, I have a share in that also. I decided to do this because it's moving ahead even more, and we can all go back and do that. I just want you to give the feeling we're moving ahead, that's all. Okay? Those two shurim that I prepared basically three shurim this week. I'm only going to say one because you only say one at a time. Okay. Now, Ramban, Avobal Halochis, Hotzion lemitzvos ho'elu mi vihalachto bidrochov shehi mitzvasei achas shehi mitzvasei be'emes. Okay, mitzvasei be'emes. You know, they use a lot in the jargon, but Rishonim, I'm not sure if they use it that much. Okay. I just want to tell you something. I'm not going to get involved into it, but you might want to be aware of this. This word MS is probably the Ramban is referring to the tshuva from, or he's dealing with the same issue. It's a tshuva from Ben Avram Ben Aramam to Daniel HaBavli, who claims that Balachta B'Drochov is not a mitzvah, but you're not mitzvahs. If you look at me, you know it's Balachta B'Drochov, you know what's going on. So, the emes is, if you look at the Pasuk, you probably ask yourself a very strange question, you know, it's the middle of a Teichacha, or in the middle of the Glebrochus and Klolus, where the Brochus is. So, it's like, if you're Balachta B'Drochov, and if you're this, and if you're that, this is going to happen. So basically, you would say a priori it's not. And in order to be a mitzvah, it's not a secret vorm ba'alman, it's be tzivui. And Daniel HaBavli claims that it's a secret vorm, it shouldn't be a tzivui. And that's what Rav Avraham Ben Rambam has polemics about, and that, you know, whatever it is, so Ramban agrees, be'emes. Okay? Okay. Okay. Lech is bedrochav, ulhav b'sharumim, likvo meisim, nacham aveir lakachoy, umitzvah achasi. Zem ma sha'omru, b'gmor seita, om rabchamo, rabchanino, mait yichsivach Hashem elokecha, elokechem teleichu, chi epsho. Lo'ol lech sach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo Oma Eloma Kodesh Baruch Hu Malbesh Arumim Afato Albesh Arumim Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevaka Choylim Afato Bake Choylim Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Koy Memesim Afato Tikvo Mesim Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Menachem Aveilim Afato Tanachem Aveilim Mikan Utsiu Oison Umona Mitzvah Rav Mona Mitzvah Ches lidomo is bo is al kfir holder. Vuhu kshinem volach drochem vehevi as a kosem ma kodesh bochu rachum apatei rachum. He's not quoting the Rambam verbatim because there's one word missing over here, which is an important word. The question is, do you say ma kodesh bochu rachum apatei rachu, uma kodesh bochu nikra rachu. It's a very important difference. The question is, can you talk about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as anything, and can you just really describe it? Or you can just say that we look at him, we call him Rachum, and since we look at him that way, we should also be Rachum. And that's Lashon HaSifri, and that's Lashon HaRambam. There's one word we're missing here over here, I would assume. Okay? The Oma, the Kofal Zeis HaMitzvah, B'loshen Acher, Shenemal, Achrei Hashem Elokecha, Achrei Hashem Teleichu. Okay. Here, he only says it's one Kefal, okay? And he talks about Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teleichu. He leaves out a word, Achrei Hashem Teleichu. Okay. Ubo Beferish in Yonoi, Lidomus Elov, Bepa'ol of Atevim. Okay. So what's Paul of Atevim? Okay. In his good actions, okay. And Lucheira, isn't that the Gemara Seita? Okay. So, even though you might not have included that by reading the Rambam, I don't know exactly how to say this, because if the Ramban continues, he says, V'im kein, lomo yisma al ba'al lochis, hu tofa shalosh an ashoni b'sifri, b'mitzvah zeis. The Ram is taking b'sifri, okay, which is mahu rach, nikolach mafatei rachum, and the Baal Loch Dillis is taking the Loshon, Baal Loch Dillis Topas HaLoshon Ashoni B'Gemor, which is Pulis, okay? And the Shaila is, which one do you accept? Do you accept the Sifri, or you accept the Gemor? And the Ram seems to accept the Sifri, and the Baal Loch Dillis accepts the Gemor, okay? And in the same breath that he says that the Rambam accepts the Gemara, the Sifri, he quotes the end of the Rambam, which seems to express the Gemara. Okay? Which is a very interesting observation, I'm just pointing it out, and you just be aware of it. Okay? Let's continue. Okay? So, there's no machlikis, he says, which is, the chiruki l'shenis in Chazal, and they might have different meaning, okay, but each one accepts a different version of how you look at the mitzvah of Lachim Adolachim, okay, say that.
The Rambam and Shurish Beis, when he's talking about this, didn't quote that Lachim Adolachim, did he? He quoted the parsha that he quoted the drasha of Yisro, right?
I'm not saying anything. He when he talks about, he says, he claims, okay, that the Rambam in the way he talks in Sefer Mitzvos, okay, would disagree with the Halachos Gedolos. What he does is, let's go over again. What he did, I'm not sure I'm going to get to the whole thing today at all now. Okay, he says, but it's important what I'm telling you anyway. You'll ask a good question, we'll just go accordingly. Go back, and you see, mitzvah achas hein, okay? Correct? Right? In the Baal Lachim Dillis. He's saying all these are mitzvah achas. So he's learning every single one of these. L'hal b'shahumim. L'ikwa meisim. Nacham aveilim. L'vach echolim is under v'lachta b'drochov. Correct? And I pointed out last week that the vav in l'hal b'shahumim is a little strange, but that's what he does.
So, okay. Now, he is saying that Alok Davis does this because he, the Baal Alok Davis, is working with the Gemara and Sefer. The Rambam never could have done this because the Rambam is working with the Sifri. And in the Sifri, you can't put Malbush Arumim together with Balach the Bedrachov. That's his point. Isn't that what he says? Mikan hoitzi oisom umon mitzvah. All of them together. He derives the Gemara and Sefer, and he says the Rambam learned the Balach the Bedrachov not like the Gemara and Sefer, but like the Sifri. And he says the difference between the two is that the Rambam is taking the Sifri and Alof and Dervis is accepting the Moed Sefer. Okay? That's all he did.
I mean, saying that
he didn't say that the Rambam said anything here about, in other words, he didn't say that the Rambam accepts his interpretation of the Baal Alof and Dervis. He never said that. He just said this is the way he interprets it. And the Rambam never could have accepted that interpretation.
That's why the Rambam chose to interpret the Bhagavad differently.
I said that. No, could be. I don't know. I don't know if he's interested in that. I don't know if he's interested in why the Rambam interpreted the Bhagavad. He's interested in his presentation of the Bhagavad. That's what he's presenting over here. And he's presenting that the Rambam could not have accepted his interpretation. Is that fair? Those are the words that the words say. Okay. Then this is the smack. Does a very interesting thing. Smack does exactly this and throws everything together. The smack in mitzvah memvav, ligmol chasodim, tichsiv, voibrat lehem aderech ha-sheyen chobov. Oh, so you say, oh, that's a Ramban. Even though, but Yisroi, but okay. So it's not 100% a Ramban. Then he says, v'cheinu oimer, volach to the global. V'zeis ha-mitzvah, this I'm not getting involved in, but he throws the whole thing together, and that's one of the issues, which I don't know if I get to tonight or we'll get to. What is the relationship between Balach the Bedrachov and Ligmor Chasodim? Okay? So that's not for this point now, but that's the smart. Okay? Now, and the tshuva from is you look at Shalat Shuvas Rav Avman Aram and Simon Shamar Gimel, that's where he has polemics with Neil Ababli, whether Balach the Bedrachov is a mitzvah or Tznai in the books. Okay, so we're okay now at the moment, correct? Now, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei Vav, Umitzuvin Anu, Oleches Medrachim Eilo Abeninim, Vehem Adrachim Hatevim Vayishorim, Shenemar Volachto Bedracho. Okay. It's a mitzvah, and that's Halacha Bedracho. And the drachim abeinonim, okay? Then it goes on. I'm not getting involved in this also, because the drachim abeinonim are talking about you have two extremes of various midas, and you pick the middle midas, okay? You pick the middle of the road, whatever that is, okay? That's drachim abeinonim, correct? And he says, that's the mitzvah. Umbitsumor alechim drachim o elo abeninim, correct? Vehema drachim atoim yishoim, Shnei Balach Medrachov. Okay, say that. But then he does something. Kach Lomdu Beferish Mitzvizu. Look, I would assume that Kilu, it's a Pirush Makubal or something like that. Mahu Nikra Chanun Apatohei Chanun. Mahu Nikra Rachum Apatohei Rachum. Vahu Nikra Kodesh Apatohei Kodesh. Okay? So, it's a very interesting thing. The Rambam moves from one to the other, and the fact that God is called Arachu Machanun, I don't know if it's the middle of any road, okay, or Kodesh, you know, and he puts it together like nothing happened. Okay? That's not what I'm here to talk about, but just since I'm reading the text, I'm pointing it out to you. Ma'al Nikra Kodesh, Apatei Hei Kodesh. It's always Nikra, 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 Nikra. V'aderech zu koru ha-neviim l'keel. B'chol ois ha-neknuyim. Erech ha-pai, v'av chesed, tzadik, yosho, tomim, gibo, chozok, u'kiyoy tzibarem. Okay. So that, I remember we were learning Sefer Mitzvah, the Rav said from fathers, the Chayim Levocha of Amishin, that that he asked Father, what's the purpose of Nevi'im? The Chela Mitzvah No V'Shoel Chalish Boidova. So he said that they basically the Arabeisov on the Mitzvah Lach Drachu because they tell us how the Bunishim is Nikra. And that's what the Ram says. Al derzu koru ha Nevi'im l'keil b'chol oisin ha-kinuyim. Chapayim v'abchesed, tzadik v'yod v'yosher tomim gibo v'chozik yoyitz v'hem. Lo dia shehein hadrochem atzoyim yishol. V'chayim olam lahanik oitzoyim v'hem u'idom ois elom fi koichat. Okay? So it means they're telling us, they are a boisai, they are teaching us, you know, what's the mitzvah, mahu nikra. So mahu nikra, that's what you have to do. Correct? Just that's the word saying. Now, I have a discussion about this. I'm not even going to talk about it, okay? See, what is the word kfi kaychai? And I go through Mishnah Torah, a lot of places the Rambam uses. What does kfi kaychai mean? It means that is the mitzvah, or as you up it, you with your kayach, your mitzvah is a better mitzvah.
What's the question?
So the person does less than that. Is that the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah is to do that? What is kefi keichei? Okay? And I have a list. If you want, I can go through them. The Rambam uses this word, and it might mean different things in different places. For example, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tezvov, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph, V'oid, V'oid, V'oid. Okay? That's an interesting point. I'm not getting involved in that. That's not what I'm here for. I'm just telling you what I'm not speaking about. And, L'cheira, what the Ram is presenting to us, he doesn't quote Ma'ato, Ma'hu, Ma'al B'Shalom, Ma'fato, Tal B'Shalomim, okay? But he's quoting the Sifri, which in Parshas Ekev, L'lechet B'chol D'rocho, Elohim, Dalkei Mokrim Asher, Kelachum V'Chanun, V'Oimer, V'Hoye Kashe Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimolei, V'Chihich Efshol L'Odom, Likra B'Shmo Shal Mokrim, Elo Nikra HaMokrim Rachum Afato, Heye Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chanun Afato Yei Chanun, Shnei Machanun V'Rachum Hashem. Okay? This is all the same thing. The Nikra, Mamash, the Rambam is Medaptic, that's the Sifri. Okay? This Lashon is Sifri. And Lachera, this is Midas. And Lachera, that's the Rambam means. In Perek Zayin, the Chuba, Lachon Gimel, Al Tema, Shein Chuba, Mabeir, Shein Shbehen, Maaser. Going znus the gezel geneva el shem so odem lo shu me elu kachu tzoch lechapes bedeus royois sheish lo lo shu min akas u min aevo min akino min ahitu with deepas hamomoin with deepas hamomoin vakobi with deepas hamacholot which is basically Western society kobid momoin. Macholos, I don't know if Macholos should be Bereshim, I don't know. Who creates behen, min ha'kol tzoch lach l'vetshuva. Ve'elo avoy nizkoshim eisen sheish men v'aisa. Shebizman shor nishka ve'elo, koshim l'kosh men. No, that's what you see. All dietitians will tell you that, that they can talk and talk and talk and talk. That's it. V'cheinu oime, yazroiv losha dalke, v'ish oven, and this is Dalke. Okay, it's not a Machshova, it's not Ishov Mach, it's Dalke. Okay, we see. Now, the problem is the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, a Mitzvah Seiches, when you look at it, he was really, says that, both of them, both the Sifri and the one Sefer. A mitzvah, if you might even want. Now, this one, that one, that one. What? By mitzvah, Hashmin is he, it's the one le damois boy, or his damois boy, is our lefi yicholteinu. Again, lefi yicholteinu. And the chayil that Ram is trying to do is define the mitzvah. But it's an amazing thing that a person might be a rachum and a chanun and do it just like Joe down the street, but he has a greater potential to do more. The question is, where does that put him? Kafi, and he says it also, it's not only Mishnah Torah, but here l'chayra and Sefer Mitzvahs was not the question to deem him, but it's the question defining what the mitzvah is. He says, "Lefi yicholteinu, v'omo yis'amu v'lachim b'drochel, u'kva keifel tzivui zeh, v'omo v'lechet v'chol drochel, u'bo v'feirish zeh, ma ha'kodesh baruch hu, niko rachum ha'patei rachum, Ma Kodesh Boko Niko Khan Apateye Khan. Ma Kodesh Boko Niko Sarik Apateye Sarik. Ma Kodesh Boko Niko Khosid Apateye Khosid. Vizel Loshin Sifri. The Rambam's very clear, so he's called it a Sifri. And he said already, he said it was a Kefo, right? He calls for Lacha Medrocho. And Lech Bokol Drocho, correct? Then he says, "Ukvar nichpo hatzivu ezeh b'loshen acher." V'yoma achrei Hashem elokeichem teleichu. Ubo b'feirish gam kein. Ubo b'feirish gam kein. So chayu means not only the first thing is the pirusha makubo. There's another pirusha makubo. She'inyonoi. Lihidomois bipu'ulois. Okay? But then he adds another word. Pu'ulois, besides pu'ulois hatevim, vahamidois hachashuvois. The Ramban only quotes the pu'ulois. But l'chera, it's both. And then he says something else. Shinyonu lihidomois bipu'ulois hatevois. V'amidus hachashuvois sheyituar bohem Hotel Yisale Al Sada Moshel. It's only a Moshel, it's not real. Yisale Ala Kol Ilu Rav.
Okay, so that's what he says. So now we're trying to begin to try to understand this, okay?
Dad?
What's the last statement mean?
He says, whatever you could imagine, how does it say in Kapach, it's probably pretty much the
same. It's saying, you can even understand this. Probably Ale Allah, Allah Kibir. It's exactly
what you're saying. Yes, Allah Kol Ilu Rav. Whatever you can imagine, whatever you want to talk about is more than what you think. You can't even begin, so the whole, you can't say anything more than a mashal and nikra. Okay, they say that's the chayla. He's trying to be very clear about it. I don't know why he seems to, you know. Okay, let's see. Now, as I pointed out, the lashon goes strange. He says kafel, then he goes another kafel. The Ramban leaves out the first kafel, if you noticed. He only quotes one kafel. Okay? And so, what's the two kafel? What's going on over here? So, what does it mean, b'lashon acher? So, I could have imagined that if you say v'lach v'dorachov and you say l'lechet b'chol dorachov, it's basically the same thing. The inyan, conceptually, is the same thing. It's just the question, is it an infinitive or is it a sipo, which means a command, okay? When you talk about achre Hashem elokech ekechem teleichu, it's talking about walking after Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know if that's exactly walking in his steps or not, because in fact, the Ramban HaTeira, when he's trying to interpret this pasuk of Achai Hashem Elokeichem, Teilechu, comes out with a whole new world. He says, "He mitzvah shenelech achat sosay, umimenu levadoi nidrash kol ne'elam." V'nishal kol osid. He's the source of the answer. He's a'u v'tuvim. Okay? Doesn't sound like v'lach b'drochov. Okay? And ki inyan, he changes the whole pasuk in Bereshis around. In Parshas Toldos. V'teilich lidresh es elokim. Okay. So I think maybe the Targum even says that it's a tefillah or something like that. Okay. So, we met a levad, the nidrish called ne'elam, the nishal course, but his nidrish alakim is to understand, maybe that's what it means, to understand what's going on here. Kiyoboy elo'om, nidrish alakim. That's what's going on in Yisrael. Okay, that's what he tells them people about. Yeah, he is, yeah. V'chein yasi Yisrael, I'm a Nevi'im. Ha'ein ka'poi novi la'ashem v'nidusha es Hashem me'yemei oisai v'yagi lono la'ashem alokecha es ha'derech ha'sher neilech v'yas ha'dov ha'sher na'ase v'sifri ach ha'ashem alokechem ze onon. He doesn't quote the sifri, ze onon. V'hu ma shepirashnu shenishma l'kril isisov v'nelech achat sosay. That is the focus. But it doesn't mean k'loch z'doch v'bucha. Okay? We say that. So the Rambam could be he's aware that it's loshen acher and may l'cher have nothing to do with it. But he learns that ubo b'feirish gam came. The Chachmei HaMesir and the Pirush HaMakubo put it into the class of Olach the Bedrochov. And that's Gam Kain. And L'chayu, the Inyan of Kefo of Olach the Bedrochov and the Inyan of Kefo of Achai Hashem Elokecha Teleichu is very different. One is clearly a kefil, and the Pirush of Makubal, Ma'al Niko Chanun, Afateye Chanun, goes on both, okay, or really relevant. And the other one, which a Pirush means something else, that is the Gemara Seita, okay? But it's not clear it's Gemara Seita, because at the same time he's quoting the Gemara Seita, okay, he's throwing Midas together in also. And the Ramban, when he quotes the Gemara Seita, is very careful only to quote Pulis. And interesting, the Ramban quotes the Rambam when he is quoting the Gemara, and also when he says Pulis, even though it doesn't say the Rambam said anything about it, because the Rambam only took the Sifri. Okay? That's a fair observation, correct? Now, here, Tzulchil, the word Gamkein, is a Hisofa, correct? Or something is going on, we don't know. And it's not the way the Ramban learns that there's a Machlekes between Gemara Seita and the Sifri, but the Ram learns that both are Pirushim Mekubalim and they complement each other. Okay? It's a very important observation, I think. I didn't say anything, but that's what the word said, correct? Okay, good. Now.
So the Ramban misinterpreting it.
I didn't say that. You said that. I just said, with the Ramban, this is what he projects, and if you do a careful reading of the Rambam, you might get a different impression. That's what I said. Maybe I said, okay? I was very careful in my phrasing of the word. Okay. I mean, there's some people I say, you know, oh, yeah, the Rambam made a mistake, the Rambam this. I didn't say that. I just said what I said, and okay. Now, L'cheira, the Indian of Kefel, the Ram talks about the Sherish of the Sheet, okay? Kefel Alavim, okay? Kefel Alavim is the difference between Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomir, okay, which is one lav in Minyan HaMitzvos, and Ba'yom Ba'yimotze. Ba'yom Ba'yimotze is two lav in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? In Shabbos, in terms of Mitzvah Seh, the Torah might say 12 times about that Seh of Shabbos. The Torah, it goes again and again and again for Chizuk. It means that it's a chomer, whatever. See, chomer in Isurim, I understand that it's more of a chomer than Isur. But what does it mean in mitzvahs? I'm not sure exactly. The Ram doesn't really talk about it in Sheres Tshi. What the chomer is, okay. Now, the question is, and then he says that sometimes the Torah says it again in order to add new dinim. In Sheres Tishi. At least, Yifomim, Chayze Be'inyan Atzmoy, Azor Ach Azhoro, L'chizuk. V'chein Yovoy, come in. V'chein Yovoy, boy. Enjoy. Boy, sibui achat sibui lechizuk. There's hazor achazor is lavim, and there's also a mitzvah. All that's lechizuk. Okay. Ela im timz l'losh chachomim behepush shebein yonim. If chachomim are careful to say there's a difference between the two, v'yivaru l'chol hamafoshim shekol lav. Mehem or kol asay kul inyan Zuasein shekol Allah v'acher. Then it's two. Shoz goyel noisan b'sloy sofik. It's two separate mitzvahs. And he says at the end, however, avu imtims b'kabul shetziva zeh asho kilu inin kach v'tziva zeh anichbo o asho kilu inin acher. Hine zeh yoytzen nuroy v'noshul nichbo kosum el leinyan. V'yoz goyel noisan zeh levado v'zeh levado. Okay. Avo, this is the important part. Avo im lo yiyeh shom in yinoysa pao itachos ma she nichpao l'chizuk. V'chein k'dei she neida she ze ovun godol mo'oid. Kivun she bo'o bo'yaso achas holo. Oh, nichpao lahashlim din ha-mitzvah. It's complementary. Okay, you might have missed the last thing. Lahashlin dina mitzvah. Okay. See, I would have said, for example, the Rambam learns that Shvisas Avdoi and Shvisas Behemtoi and Shvisas and Shabbos Bechal are not separate mitzvahs, but it's all one din of Shvisa, of Yom Menucha. So I assume then it's Lahashlin. Okay. And I'm just wondering over here, it also might be la'ashim, that's the Lashon Acher. Okay? But on the other hand, it's also not, it's nichpal, and it's la'ashim, it's Lashon Acher. So it's, you have to question is, what exactly does he mean? They're new things, but it's the same at the same time. Because he says, Midas Achshuvas also. Pulo says, Midas Achshuvas. Okay. So yeah. That's the beginning of something. I know what's going on. Now I have a problem. Okay. Now this is where we start. The shiur starts now. Okay. Until this point was just was a warm up. Because this is the material in front of us. Okay. I have a problem. The Rambam shows that she. She ain't roy limnois halav and voase. Ki im had vomus holim aleim, vahamitsuvim bohem. It's in yone at Taylor. It's not the number of tzivuyim. There are 100 tzivuyim on the same thing. It's one mitzvah. Correct. Then he says, then immediately before he talks about anything, has a discussion about how to categorize mitzvahs. Da, shekol tzivui ha-tera v'azorosero, hinehem bi'ar bo'od vorim, v'deyois, v'pulois, v'midas v'dibur. So, he's telling you that they fit the four categories, okay? But I guess, when someone's looking, excuse me, what the heck, what does it do with anything, The Greenim have the discussion of Mechasichlias and not Sichlias and this and that. It's a very nice thing, but the Rambam, we know as a person who has a very orderly mind, and the way he writes in a very orderly fashion. So, what does he want? What does it do with anything? So I thought the pshat in this is that it's true that Ram says if you have a tzivut and it's nichpal and again and again, it's all one mitzvah. It's a chizuk, right? The Ram says that that's only if the tzivut is in the same category. If I have a tzivui, which is nichpal, it starts as a deya, and then becomes a pu'ula, or becomes a mida in a different tzivui, or becomes an amira in another tzivui, you would not say that's nichpal. Okay? And that's why he's saying this right up front in the beginning of Sherish test. You have to know, and that's the litmus test to know where you're standing. I'll be frank with you, I have no proof of this, okay? But I clearly think that the Lashon Ram points in that direction, and I wouldn't want to say only that the words make sense if you say what I say, and if you don't say what I say, you don't know what he's talking about. But I clearly think that's what he's saying. Okay, I don't know. I'd like to be more than that, but you know. What?
Not even a problem.
Okay. So now, Lubonishu, Mitzvahes, Olachta Bedrochos. Okay. See, now the shiur is starting, correct? Mitzvahes, So where's your nichbab, loshnache, at the Chabayni Shalom? Pula, is midais, Volachta Bedrochos, Volachta Bedrochos, is the midais. Mahu niko chanun, apatei chanun. Mahu niko rachum, apatei rachum. And then he says, "Upulis atayvim," which is ma'atoba al-bashom, it's a chpulis. So if it's pulis, and you say that the sifri and the gemara soit are not soit for each other, but the complementary, so it should have been two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So you know, I'll see the truth is, you see why all these other powers I mentioned are interesting issues, but this like is, you know, this is like, you know, as the Rav said, you can't go after the fly, you gotta go after the elephant. This sounds like an elephant offhand. If you accept what I said. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Okay? You say I was wrong. Okay? But, you know, okay, so that is where we're standing. Okay? So next. So that's the kasha. By me, Elohima. Okay? So, the Rambam is very careful. And he says that it's not pulas hateleis, but it's also vamidas hachshuvos. Okay? Even when he quotes the Gemara Tzeita. See, he doesn't do what Ramban quotes, him quoting the Gemara Tzeita as pulis by itself, but he quotes the Gemara Tzeita as both of them. And that's in all translations. Okay? So you don't really have that option of saying that the Gemara in Tzeita should be a separate mitzvah, because it's also pulos, okay, in Achei Hashem Elokecha Teleichu. And no one, independent of everything, would say Achei Hashem Elokecha Teleichu should be two mitzvahs because it's both pulos and midos. You can't do that. So I don't know, and I find it hard to believe that the Rambam should be of the opinion that you can't have a mitzvah which is both, okay? We have to know what that means. But if you have two separate psukim, one saying this same inyan ki'ilu as pulais, and one saying it's midais, you don't say it's one inyan ateir, you say it's two and two separate mitzvahs. But we still don't understand, so what is the mitzvah here exactly, okay? But l'cheira, the Ram, by saying this, and that's why he says Gam Kain. So he's very careful that it's not something new. The Pirush HaMakubal is really the same as before, but he might be additive, but it doesn't in any way change the nature of the mitzvah. Okay? Continue. Correct? I'm not finished. I'm just getting started. Okay.
Why when you add this new thing, it becomes only just a complementary. It's true, it's a repeat of Mida.
Yeah.
But it's also Pula.
I understand that. Why? So what do you want to do? You want to say that's a
set. New Indian is a new Indian?
But it's not a new Indian because it can't be a new Indian Because if you say the reason why it's a new inyan is because if the mitzvah per se is pulais, I understand it's not. I'm going to explain you what's going on over here, okay? But if the mitzvah will be pulais, I understand it's another inyan. But it doesn't say the mitzvah is pulais. The mitzvah is this. We have to understand what all this means. I didn't finish. I'm still in the middle of the thing. What do you do, okay? That's what he says, correct? Okay. Now, I want to explain to you. The Rambam L'chira is coming to interpret the Gemara and Seita, correct? And if you look at the Gemara and Seita, you would have said that the Gemara and Seita is Pulis. And at the same time, he throws the Midas. Because how do you know the Rambam is trying to explain the Gemara and Seita? He's quoting the Pasuk. Ach Hashem Elokechem Teleichu. And the Gemara and Seita, that's what it's darshaning, okay? The Sifri is dashing Alech Prodrochov, and that's the Ram quotes the Sifri Alech Prodrochov, and quotes the Achai Shem Elkecha Telechu, the Gemara and Seita. Okay? But he's very careful, even to quote the Gemara and Seita, to throw in Midas. Shaliz, what does he mean? And what is. How can it be? What does it mean that a mitzvah is both this and that? What does it all mean? And then, what does the Rambam add at the end? She tua b'hem okel yis'ala outside Moshe yis'ala ala kol ilirav. Okay? You know, it's very poetic, okay? Okay? So, you know, we can't fathom. Okay? Very, very nice. But he wants something. And the Shaila is, what does he want? So let's now go to Gemara Seita, and I'll tell you how the Rambam Mamish is opening Gemara Seita and learning up what the Gemara Seita. We om Rabbi Chamo, Rabbi Chanino, my dichsi, Gemara Seita yedalem and aliv. Mi Oma Rabbi Chanin Chama Baal Rabbi Chanina Mai Dichsi V'Achei Shem Elokecha Telechu V'chi Efshu Le'odom L'Halech Acha Shechina. Is it possible for man to walk after God? It's very, very poetic. Falwe Kfar Nema, and even more. Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Uchlovu. He consumes, he's a fire, he'll consume everything, I can walk after him, you know, like you, that's the big kasha. It's a very strange mode. That's the kasha. Okay. So, and then, the Gemara answers, El lahalich acha midoisev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acha midoisev shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu mal b'sharumim. Acha midoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu mal b'sharumim. Okay. So, you know, what Ramban, you know, didn't deal with this Acha midoyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ram seems to be dealing with it. I'm just saying, let's go over to the Gemara. Tichsiv v'yas Hashem Elokim lo'odem l'ishtay kosnas ova al b'shem. So it's Pesach of Midas, we see him with Pulois. So the Gemara is the Chesed of Mnei Bay. What is it? What is L'Halech Acha Midas of? What's Halicha B'chal? What does it all mean? So Halicha Chas V'Shalom is not Pulois by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Rambam Barichus. And he quotes the Talmunculus in Moron Nebuchim that the Targum is very much malchik, all idea of Hakshoma, of Pulis by Kodesh Baruch Hu in Moron Nebuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Chof Zayin. Okay. And the Rambam, another Rambam in the Ruchim, Chelek Aleph, Perchov Dalet, he says, Holach, Halach, the verb of He Lamechov, Ha'alicha Gamkein, Michal Hashemus Hamunachim, Litznuois, Miuchodim, Mitznuois Balechayim. When you talk about Balechayim, you're talking about movement, walking. V'yakov holach l'dalkoi. V'zeh halubay. V'chule, I'm skipping a little bit. V'chein husho loshen alicho lahanhoga v'minhoga machashuvim. Mibilti hanoz ha-guv klal. V'yomu v'lachim medocho. Acha Hashem alakecha teleichu. Z'luchu v'neilcho v'yor Hashem. And it's talking about halicha bedrocho v'minhogim hachashuvim. That's the word halicha means. Well, that's what halicha means. It's a borrowed term, and you use that term which we use about Chaim. We use it in a, and it's really a reference to a metaphysical thing. That's the Gemara in Sefer Zos. Yom b'pchamo b'pchenina ma'idus Hashem elokecha teleichu cheshu lachach hashchina. Okay. The Gemara, the quote of what going Hashem elokecha eish oichlo, you know, it's part of the Sabbath season, because the kash is the Gemara than that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't been, you know, it also is the same thing. Allah halach acha midos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it's touching up. That's midas.
And the hemshech.
What? And the hemshech. We have to see what's going on. And the word halicha is not tnua, but it's midas. That's in my answers. The Ram Tmo is saying over the Ram Tmo in the Ruch. Okay. I'll just say the Ram. And at the same time, it says ma'amal b'sharurim. Okay. So it's basically saying that it's not tnua, and it says it is tnua. You know, what's going on? Now you take another. You say it, okay? When the Rambam says. In Sherish test, I just hope I'll be able to finish this part. Sherish test, that the four types of mitzvahs, okay? So if I would ask you, you would say that the four types, four ways of doing a mitzvah, the four meiser mitzvahs, right? And that's the mitzvah, correct? Okay. I want to claim to you that it's a mistake. And if once we prove that, I'll be able to finish and say how it applies over here. For example, when you talk about Avos Hashem, Avos Hashem is the Deya. Okay? What is the Deya? You have been misplaced. The Rambam says in Sherish Test, he says that's an example. Da, and he says, V'zeh shehi titzaveinu lizbo. Be'ezedeya, go and matzinis divinu lizbo b'idiyas ha'yichud v'avas Hashem yisal. So what is the mitzvah? Open to mitzvah segimel. V'amitzvah shlishis, hich zivonu, la'avoy yisal v'zeshin izboine v'naskil mitzvah iso v'pula iso achin izsegeyu v'nis'an eg v'hasogos v'tachlus ha'taynuk. Okay. So is the mitzvah the understanding of the Bria? That's the Maaseh Mitzvah. Well, so you know, Maaseh. And let me just finish reading it. I'm okay. You hear the question, okay? You see, everyone, when they look at the Ram, they ask, what is the derech to be masik avos Hashem? Is it the sif? Is it the Sifri of Talmud Teira, or is it to understanding the Bria? Okay, correct. But the question is that the mitzvah, or is that the way that man reaches Avas Hashem? Very important difference. And if you look at the Rambam, Achnesegeu v'nis an eg behasagosoi taklas ha'tainik v'zehi ho'ahavo ha'mechuyevus. And if you look over here, excuse me, he ends up in Gimel, and the way the Kalbach learns has it, v'zohi taklas ho'ahavo ha'mitzuveh. Was tachlis ava mitzvah. This time is the mitzvah, the tainug, and the being enraptured with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the mitzvah is to be misbraining in the Bria. So I would have said that it's the former, okay? When I ask myself, then I go back. The Ram says the chmitz is the daya. So what does it mean, the Maisa Mitzvah? It doesn't mean that he's learning the Maisa Mitzvah. There are four kilo modus operandi. There are four methods that man can end up, that bring man, help man do mitzvahs. Okay? They might not be the Maisa Mitzvah. They might be the means that man can do the mitzvah. Okay? Can get to the mitzvah. So when you talk about Avas Hashem, and you call it a daya, are you saying that the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah, is the daya? You know, in Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be, and I would assume, that that's the daya. To understand the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to believe it. And the word daya means, in a way, that you're so convinced about it, that you can have a bichuch with someone, and you can hold your own. That's what the daya means, okay? But the daya, the mitzvah of Avo is not the daya. The mitzvah of Avo is to love, to be raptured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that can only happen with this. Okay? So it means that this is not really the Maaseh Mitzvah. It's the modus operandi to mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? Okay. Now, once I get that, okay, once I get that, now the next step. The question is, when I talk about the mitzvah lach the bedrochov, is the maisa mitzvah the midos? The maisa mitzvah is the pu'ulais? Or these are the modus operandi that make him a kind of mitzvah? What does he mean when he says at the end, and he says the following? Let's not go back to his lashon. He says, if you recall, he says, Ubo befeirish gam kein chinyonu lidomus bepulis atrevois vaminus achashuvus shiyituyim vaherakeo. Although the mitzvah is that the same way the Ubudashim is nikra because of the expression of the midas and the pulis, that he's nikra, whatever he's nikra. Okay? Man should come as much as he can to be, to asymptotically come and be that. But both of these, both the Me'idais and the Pu'ulais, are way that is Yitui went. And that's the mitzvah. So it's not kilu esadira. It's a hashlomo of Yituya, and that's what the Rambam is not, you know, even Rav, very, very nice, okay? But the point is, you toil for him. And that's the mitzvah.
Okay?
And that's what Ram said.
Okay?
Now the words, okay. I can't say I understand why he overdid it. It's our marshal that I understand. Irihab, whatever it is. Because he's saying that, how can you imagine mitzvah, which really, it's almost nimble to talk about to be like a Kodesh Bo, but he's saying, oh, that's the mitzvah. Okay? Okay, we're over time. Okay?